And as was mentioned, a fun run is coming up this weekend, and this is being put on by the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition, correct? Yes. And joining us this morning, we have Ashley Kessler, Reed Harding, and Diane Gupitayo. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Maria.
Good morning. And this is, the Ward Lake Fun Run is a tradition. It's been happening for quite a few years now. And now it is named after Karen Eakes. When did that name change occur? Is that this year or last year?
This will be our first year in honor of Karen Eakes. She passed away a year ago in May. And we decided as an organization, as a coalition, that one way we would honor her, because she was one of the founding members back in 2006 of the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition, and just a dedicated person that kept it going through some rough times. And, you know, and we wouldn't be where we are today without Karen's hard work and dedication. So this is one way we can honor her.
And maybe speak a bit about the coalition and what you're up to briefly. What's going on?
The Wellness Coalition has 5 active task forces going right now. We have a behavioral health task force that meets the second Tuesday of each month. Our substance abuse task force meets the second and fourth Monday.
That's correct.
First one is at noon, and the second is at 5 p.m.? Yeah. Are they both at noon?
Mm-hmm.
And we also have building healthy communities and strengthening cultural unity task forces that are active right now.
Okay, and one of the events coming up, obviously, is this
is our fun run. It's sponsored by our support of our substance abuse task force. It is geared towards youth, but adults are welcome as well. It's free for youth 17 and under and $15 for adults 18 and over. The registration opens at 9 a.m. at Ward Lake, and the runs begin at 9:30 and 10:30. And we hope to have a good turnout.
And there are different lengths, is that correct?
Yes, there's a one-mile race that will start at 9:30. That's open to all ages, and there's a 5K that starts at 10:30.
Okay. And you mentioned this will help. Is it raising awareness or raising funds for your task force?
A little bit of both. It's
definitely
raising awareness, but it's also the funding that is paid from adults will go towards future youth events within our task force. There will also be activities for youth, including some coloring. There will be some games with bubbles, and as well as a digging excursion.
Because of the youth involvement, mm-hmm. Right? The youth support network.
Yes, our youth support network will be prevalent out at the event. They were started this past fall. They're predominantly in the high school, and that's our Ketchikan Youth Support Network.
And what do they do exactly? What does that mean, Youth Support Network?
They do a lot of positive messages for teenagers, and their high schooler kids are very dedicated to promoting the community and being leaders, I think, is kind of what their goals are.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in this run, fun run, in Karen's honor, a lot of her work was to build a healthier community. So this is all about a healthy, drug-free lifestyle for all ages, really, for families to celebrate that and to enjoy a day of healthy exercise and fun together.
And I'm as always, hoping for good weather. And right now
forecast?
It says scattered rain showers, which isn't bad.
Not at all. We'll take it.
Yeah. is there anything else you wanted to add about the run or about the coalition?
No, just we're really excited to be putting on this event for the community, and we look forward to having a lot of people out there and having a good time.
And for anyone that knows Karen and remembers her well, her husband Jim is going to be there to be part of the event. We're very excited about that because going forward, this will always be in her honor, so we're excited.
There will also be transportation available. We will be running a shuttle service starting in Saxman at 8:15, stopping at Tetsuda's at 8:30, stopping at IROC at 8:45, the Plaza or the AMP at 8:50, and out at the lake for drop-off at 9 a.m. with one last run from Walmart at 9:15. Reservations are recommended. If interested, call 225-9355, extension 1.
Okay, and then I'm guessing there's a shuttle back.
Yes.
That'll be post-race. Yeah. And is there any kind of after-race events? Or is the face painting, all that stuff kind of happening?
All those
throughout?
Activities, and we'll have refreshments, of course, and
Yeah, we plan on being done like before noon. Probably be wrapped up by then.
Okay, and a reminder again, like when registration is?
Registration opens at 9 a.m. at the lake, or you're welcome to submit forms. There are pickup and drop-off form locations at the public library, our office at 602 Dock Street, Suite 108, and as well as KeyBank.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.
The Karen Eakes Fun Run coming up this Saturday at Ward Lake, and lots of locations where information's out there, and we'll be sure to post that with this report on our website at krbd.org.